49 degrees 26 minutes north, 11 degrees 4 minutes east. Nuremberg, the sinister reverberation of marching boots. Every decade is a new dawn. In the flower-adorned streets of this ancient imperial city, visitors' thoughts rarely turn, after all this time, to the sound of boots that once reverberated here before extending their murderous din across the planet. In the 21st century, Nuremberg is on people's lips for infinitely more frivolous and respectable reasons. Every year, in early February, it hosts the Spielwarenmesse, the world's largest toy fair. After this, the modern air-conditioned pavilions of the Messezentrum welcome Feuertrutz, a trade fair dedicated to fire prevention, should any proof be needed that the lessons of the past have been well and truly learned. The majority of visitors strolling the exhibition center are no doubt unaware that they are walking on the exact spot where Nazi troops paraded in the 1930s, for this was the heart of the Reichsparteitagsgelände, literally Congress Area of the Reich Party, but more informally known as the Nazi Party Rally Grounds. This immense complex was dreamed up by Adolf Hitler's architect-builder Albert Speer as a venue for the annual rally and demonstrations of military strength of the National Socialist regime. With a little application and a good historical map, the images easily take shape again. The impressive axis that extends for a little more than a mile in a northwesterly direction is the legendary Große Straße, the monumental avenue leading from the Luitpoldarena, the assembly ground of the SA and SS, to the Metzfeld, the 700-hectare arena designed to accommodate several hundred thousand drilling soldiers. Between the two lay the imposing Roman-style amphitheatre of the Kongresshalle and the interminable grandstand of the Zeppelinfeld, immortalized in so many photographs, with its military standards and lighting effects emphasizing the endless lines of uniforms, that it has become the very emblem.